WVON.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, you are listening to the icon of American radio, WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
It's the Afternoon Show with Atiba Buchanan and Darlene Hill on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
All right, so it's 10 minutes after the hour, right here on the Afternoon Show. Atiba Buchanan, Darlene Hill. We've got company in the studio.
We do.
We've got a guest in the studio. Her name is Chantel Page, and she is with Success Bound. She's talking about, of course, what they do, how they help our babies get a right foundation. We're pouring into them and making sure that they get the education that they so deserve. Chantel, thanks for joining us here at WVON. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Did I do it justice in what you guys do at Success Bound? So tell us, what do you do at Success Bound, and how do you make it work?
Yeah, I'm here to kind of spread the word about Success Bound. So Success Bound, we're a curriculum-based program, and we are grounded in the work of this adolescent development, the science of adolescent development. Mm-hmm. It's geared to focus on helping our students really get an understanding of who they are, what they want to be when they grow up, understanding what that transition is actually like for them. So it's really focusing on that education piece. It's a supplemental piece. It's not truly academic, but it supports the academic work that they actually do.
Define adolescence.
Yeah. So when we think about the adolescent development space, it's truly geared between the ages of 10 and 15 for the early adolescent phase. Typically, this is where the students are taking risk. They're getting to really kind of know who they are, how they show
they're
up
learning
in this
themselves,
world.
Their bodies.
They're mm-hmm. learning themselves, their bodies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're challenging adult
authority.
Small.
Authority, yeah.
Thoughts, you know? We actually want to embrace that with our program. This is their time for opportunities. We're really channeling that
energy. You
mean
to tell me, so you guys aren't just walking away from them saying, what you say? No,
No.
You welcome that?
Of course. We
want to welcome. Okay, let me hear this.
Yeah, so Success Bound has lessons in the curriculum that actually guide the discussions around some of these topics that may come up naturally in their classrooms, but it actually has guided discussion activities that get them talking about what they want to do, what they're like, kind of even channeling where they come from, what their background is. So we're really kind of wanting to embrace who they are, their authentic self.
Right? And you just allow them to be free.
Yeah. Well,
of course there are boundaries, of course.
Of course.
Limitations.
So the
consequences.
The thing about the program, it is intended for educators to teach it within the classroom.
Okay.
You know the saying, it takes a village.
Right.
You know, we want the educators within the school building to actually take hold of the curriculum and, you know, we focus on the academics, but still get to know who you are. Build a community within the students, because at this age, when they have a sense of safety and they have a trusted adult that they can go to talk about things, that is really when you get to really truly build that community.
Okay, so now I have got to ask you this, because we see some of these students in the classroom challenging teachers, and you hear, you've seen viral videos that have gone, videos that have gone viral because the student jumped the teacher. Teachers are feeling like, you know what? Some teachers are feeling like, I can't add anything else to my plate. I am so good. I don't want anything else. So does this make it their job easier, what you're doing, what you're proposing, or your style of learning? Or is this more? This sounds like work.
Yeah, so I want to, you know, premise it that this is not a teaching program. So, the educators kind of have to take the tools that we actually give and, you know, build their classroom around some of this content.
Okay.
So it is intended to kind of get students to really talk about, have an open dialogue about, you know, what they like. and what they want to, like, build a purpose, you know, really kind of see their future. So there's opportunities in the curriculum to kind of take away some of that rigid structure,
okay,
in a sense, mm-hmm. and allow for more open dialogue where they can really try to get to know what is going on. Because a lot of times, sometimes it can be built up frustration for a student.
Absolutely.
Where they actually are seeking someone to talk to.
Somebody they trust.
Exactly.
Like you said, right.
Exactly. So these are
sometimes it's the other stuff. It's not so much, I don't understand 2 + 2 is not
exactly.
6. It's
yes.
sometimes the other stuff that they're dealing with mentally. Okay, gotcha.
Well, you mentioned purpose. So success bound important.
Yeah, so a lot of things, if you think about when you kind of grew up and went through your educational system, did you have someone there to, especially in the classroom, did you have someone there that you felt like you can really kind of go to and think about what my goals are, what my future is, what is actually out there for me? This is why Success Bound is important, because it's truly intended for you and your students or educators or facilitators, whoever is kind of doing this program with their students, to really get to know who they are, mm-hmm. and to talk about what their future is, exposing them to different careers that they might not even think of. With the new technology coming out here, technology creates new job opportunities. There's a lot of jobs that when we were growing up were not even existent when, you know, in today's world.
Right,
so,
right.
Having the opportunity to even bring career professionals into the building, getting individuals to actually come in and talk about different high schools in Chicago. We have a ton of opportunities and high schools that they can actually attend. And the process of transitioning to high school for a 7th and 8th grader is a little bit more complex. So with our curriculum, we actually built that in to the lessons that we have for the educators to do. So they'll actually talk about what the process is like, what the programs that these high schools are offering. So you get a really in-depth opportunity to really know and plan for that transition to high school and to begin to talk about your careers.
Okay, so we're up on a break right now, Chantel.
Yeah.
Chantel Page is the Manager of Operations and Enrollment with Success Bound. She's talking to us, breaking it all down for us, what Success Bound is and why it works, how it works. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. 773-591-1690. You're listening to The Afternoon Show. Atiba and Darlene Hill will be right back. We'll take your calls. Welcome back, everybody, on this Thursday, Friday Eve, as we like to call it. You're listening to The Afternoon Show with Atiba Buchanan, myself, Darlene Hill, and our in-studio guest is Chantel Page with Success Bound. She is the Manager of Operations and Enrollment. And we were just talking about what you guys do there at Success Bound and what you do and how you do it. And mm-hmm. I want to find out from you, what results do you have? Mm-hmm. What positive results do you have that says, this is working? This model should be used all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know education is very important. And through that, with our program, students regularly progress monitor their grades. So they're checking their databases. With CPS is called Aspen. They're going into that platform, looking at their grades, looking at their attendance, and identifying, you know, if they have any missing assignments or, you know, even reaching out to their teachers to see if they have any missing assignments. So through that process,
wow, you guys do that, all of that?
Wow. Yeah, okay. So okay. We provide the tools for educators to kind of push that and mm-hmm. have the students do it regularly. The goal for them to do it is every quarter, you know, around progress report time or report card time. They're looking at that to make sure they're, you know, what we call on track and actually kind of making progress. So with some of the things and tools that we actually have in the curriculum, we've noticed that our schools that partner and use our resources, they actually increase their percent of students who have a 3.0 and higher.
Okay.
So they've actually noticed that it increased, like more students were receiving a 3.0 over the years as they kind of work with our program.
You know, I kind of want to ask the same question. Like, how can you tell how can you differentiate a success-bound student from a student that's not with Success Bound?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. What we know, especially when we go into the building, we can kind of see the culture has shifted. A lot of the time what we hear our educators saying is that students are doing just that, advocating for themselves, understanding what their GPA is, how many assignments they're missing. They're talking to their teachers more. They're like truly getting, they're getting that sense of belonging within their community. They know what it is. So we can tell that the students are actually using the success-bound curriculum, and it's actually making a difference. Not only if the students are doing it, the teachers are actually talking about some of these things on a side conversation, like, where do you want to grow? I know you are interested in engineering. You know, let's bring in an engineer, get you talking about that, networking with them.
And nice. I love how you guys not only just work with them in high school, but you make sure, like you said, you start having those conversations. Do you want to go to college? Okay, so let's start the process.
Yeah.
You're not just waiting for them to do that.
Yeah. A lot of schools may kind of think it might be too early for sixth graders to kind of think about their career.
Wow.
It's kind of like too far in their future. But actually, we truly believe that the earlier the better. There's more opportunities for you to explore different careers that you might hear of, such as lawyers, doctors, or what you see on the TV. There's opportunities to kind of be exposed to more career things when it comes to that.
I know you guys recently had a year-end event. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Every year we like to highlight our Success Bound champions. So we award them throughout the year. We get to see who is doing all of this hard work, really engaging with their students and, you know, getting the word out about Success Bound. So we host it annually. We bring all of our Chicago Public School partners to our event space. We have some music, we have some food, we have some awards, and we really truly recognize and celebrate all the good things that our schools are doing in the community.
So while you're celebrating the end of a school year, you're looking forward to next year.
Yes.
Anything that you're working on? Anything that's going to be different?
Yeah, we have some good news that we're super excited about. Since we've had a solid relationship with our Chicago Public Schools, actually, by the school year 2025, we will be expanding our curriculum and being essentially a mandatory college and career curriculum that is going to be used with
nice.
All of the elementary schools. The great thing about that,
great.
We also are going to be in the high school spaces. So not only are the students going to be starting at sixth grade using our tools and resources, they are going to go up into 12th grade. So it'll be
are
with
you guys
going to
be hiring?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're serious.
Well.
Our BON listeners are listening, okay, and they want to know. How too can I be down?
Well, keep a lookout on our Facebook and social media pages.
Which
we
are
always.
What?
They are successbound.org on each platform. You can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And then you can also find us on our website at successbound.org. So we're always.
You're excited about what you do. This is not just a job, but I can see the passion, feel the passion. And you were talking about you have a son that's 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we see how. And I can only imagine the conversations that you're having with him, as well as your almost two-year-old daughter.
Oh, my goodness, yes. My 12-year-old is truly like a success-bound student at this point. He's in that early adolescent development phase. So, yes, he is taking risk. He is pushing limits and boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But we always embrace it. I take him on. He went on his first college tour this past spring. That was exciting for him. So, yes, we think it's very important to do all of those early.
You just said something very, very interesting in talking about Success Bound. I mean, this is something that you partner with Chicago Public Schools
mm-hmm.
with. But if you're a parent listening to this right
Absolutely.
Now, how can parents help their children be successful?
Yes, yes. I'm glad you said that because we actually designed a family version of Success Bound. So we have specific activities that actually, you know, encourage the families to do this with their students. So whether going on a college visit,
yeah.
looking at the grades and attendance with them, creating goals. We have a career game that you, if you remember the Guess Who game, you have a career Guess Who game that they can do with their families.
Good. And so make it fun. But it's make learning, it fun. Make learning fun.
Exactly. Make it fun. Yes.
And I'm sure you know this, but it just lets me know that you care, lets me know that I matter. If everybody is paying attention to my grades, paying attention to my goals, paying attention to...
Yeah, we're standing on it. It takes a village.
There you go. If people want more information about what you guys do, how you do it, where can they go?
Yes. So, again, they can go to successbound.org and all of our social media channels, successbound.org, on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Atiba, we met in the lobby. Chantel Page, we met her in the lobby. I said, where are you from? Are you from Chicago? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
You are going to say it.
She's from Omaha, Nebraska.
Really?
Shout out to O&E. To all my O&E people. That's how it
is. I would have never thought to ask her.
And you know what?
From.
I get the same reaction every time. Really?
Yeah, right.
And that's what I said. I said
black people in Omaha?
Oh, my goodness. See, Darlene? I told you.
I was not going to say that on the radio, but I did. I said, you know, I think I know another black woman that works.
Well, welcome. Have you enjoyed some Chicago pizza?
I've been living here.
Oh, you're okay.
She has been living here, but home.
I didn't mean this.
Home, though. You know, while her husband and her family are here.
Yes.
Home, though. Her heart.
Yes.
Omaha.
Chicago has a special place in my heart.
Understood.
Chicago is my second home.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Love it. Chantel Page, Success Bound. Thank you so much for joining us.